Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and it's another free reading Monday, and I welcome everybody, and I see the caller queue has got a lot of people in it, and I welcome you all. I'd like everybody just to take a big breath in through your nose, not through your mouth, and relax. This is going to be a good show. It's about love. I've been talking to my guide. My guide's name is Aki. He's from 12th Dimensional Lyra, and he speaks light language, which is a vibrational language, and when he brings that vibration in, he does healing for people, just spontaneous healing. You can, even though the reading may not be for you directly, you can get answers from other people's reading by the vibration, accepting it or allowing it. Sometimes he does clearings, and sometimes he does activations and codec stuff. So I'm never really sure until he's actually in the show and bringing it forward. There's a couple things that he wanted me to discuss. One's love, and one is about faith. And love is faith. You have to trust in order to know love. And it's not something that you can buy or purchase or get from somebody just because you're in the mood. Love is so much deeper. And it comes from a space in your soul contract that allows it. It's a gift. It's a gift from the divine. You don't get it unless you're gifted it. You can meet people that you think you could love, but unless it's gifted through source or through grace, you can love somebody, but you may not get it reciprocal. To have that mutual love that you want is faith, yes, but it's also, you have to love yourself first, because if you're incapable of loving yourself correctly, you're not going to be able to love someone. So how do we love ourselves correctly? The easiest way is to see how you're not loving yourself is to talk to yourself and say, you know, what am I denying myself? I deny myself all the time food. So I always have this thing about food, you know, I'm hungry all the time because I think I can't eat stuff. But I really can eat everything. I'm not overweight or anything, and I exercise every day, and I probably can eat everything. But I do deny myself certain luxurious, delicious foods. Decadent is what I was going to say. Things. I love sweets, but I do deprive myself of them. And maybe I would love them less if I would just give up and not try to fight it. And say, okay, I get this. And I've done that. I love chocolate-covered raisins, and if I buy them, I'll eat the whole bag just because I love them. But I have eaten them where I've said, okay, that's enough. I don't need any more right now, and I use some control. So when you're thinking about how you're moving forward in relationship, you need to think, you know, what is the benefit and what is the positive benefit, what is the negative benefit? Because there's a polarity to everything. There's a yin and a yang. So one way when you look at love and you're doing it unconditionally, you don't have discord. There's no discord there. You can tell right away you're not in doing something lovingly if you're feeling something that's not positive. So, and I'm going to use my mom, and she'll probably shoot me, but one time I was at my mom's house, and the neighbor died, and she's like, I have to make this food for the neighbor. And I was like, why make anything for the food? Why make any food for a neighbor if you're going to do it with that energy? That's just like sending ugly energy to an already sad situation. I said, they would probably appreciate you just sending them love from afar and not getting anything from you. They're not going to notice that your food didn't show up. what they'll notice is that when you're there, you touch them, you hug them, you care. Do the real thing. Don't do stuff that's fake. That's just not, doesn't benefit you, and it doesn't benefit the person you're supposedly reaching out to gift, a gift of, you know, love. So try to think, we're not doing things correctly. Try to do things from the right place. If you're doing something out of love, there's no discord. When you think about things that you're doing for love, if you think it's work, then it's probably not out of love. When you think, you walk by, say that I don't drink coffee, but I have a coffee, a Keurig, and I walk by it and I think, oh, that's empty. Because I love the person that gets the coffee, which is my son, I fill it when I see it. I don't think of it as work. I just do it because I know that that will make it just a little bit easier on them. And their life, when their life is easier, your life gets easier. When there's love in the household, then the whole household will run more effectively. You're the source. You're the light. You're the lighthouse for wherever you are. And even if you can't be the total lighthouse and have your light all the time, try moving forward every day in new steps on doing stuff out of just the goodness of your heart, and you'll find out that you start doing things, kind things all the time, and then you start noticing that good things happen in your life all the time. You give, you're given too. It really is reciprocal. There's a yin and a yang. Sometimes when you put effort in and you don't know what the result is, you don't need to know. Just give it to God to know, and in that vein, you'll know that your heart is going to be blessed. And it's not that you're doing something to be blessed. It's because you are the blessing. And when you bless, you be blessed. There's just no not having that happen. So I'm going to bring a key in. He wants you to put your hands on your heart chakra. We're going to open up your heart chakra. We're going to try to open it up so that you can experience some real love, so that you can free yourself from the confines of lack. Because a lot of people approach love out of lack, like, I'm looking for love because you're not complete yourself. Because when you're complete yourself, you're not looking for love. You know love will come to you because you're beautiful. You know that your heart is right, so you don't have to be afraid that you're not going to experience it. You will. You can just trust in faith. And that's the other part of love, is love is faith. You have to believe. If you don't believe, then you're not going to have the experience. It's just that simple. I did it very lightly on faith because there's a lot of people in the caller queue, and I want to get to everybody for readings. So a key wants to help us open up that heart chakra. There's a little flame in there. It's the essence of God. It's when God breathed into your physical and created your life, your soul essence, your high heart or your high soul. And so what we want to do is we want to find that flame and we want to open it up to the truth. We're nice people. We're genuine. We're authentic. We're truthful. And we deserve abundance, joy, happiness, peace, tranquility. And this is what Aki is going to help us open up to that. And if you need to cry, it's okay to cry. Some people, I feel like some people are already crying. Okay, name it. Say, name it. Come on, Te-te-te-te-ne-wa-na-ma-ha-wa. Yes, and you can cry because the thing is we deny ourselves love because we're afraid. We're afraid we're going to get hurt. But, yeah, you can get hurt, but the weight of love out-succeeds any hurt that you'll ever experience. It's like a woman traverses in birth, and she has the worst pain of her whole life, but she doesn't remember it 10 minutes later after the baby's in her arms. And so what we're doing is we're invigorating, and we're starting that flame up. We're going to start it to get bigger so that we can get like a little torch going. And imagine that flame going right up into your third eye. Now take a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, one more. And he just blessed us with the love of the Christ-like consciousness. And in that, know that you're supported, that the God source is guiding you. And that God source is going to, it's going to help you envelop into the new you, the 5D or the fifth dimensional you. He says that a lot of people are on the path. Not many of us have made it. And he says not many of us have raised our vibration high enough to be in the 5D all the time. But we will. It's coming. It's bringing. This Valentine's Day is pivotal in that it opens people up to love around the world. And the more that we open that vibration up, the higher will rise in ascension. So, excuse me, I'm going to go right on to the callers because I have a lot of callers in the caller queue. And, okay, let's go over here. And this is always a challenge because sometimes this stuff works and sometimes this doesn't work. I'm going to go right to 215. I think I am. I don't know. 215, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Marlene, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, and I thank you very much for accepting my call. One of my questions, I was made aware of a new healing technique which feels very right to me. What do you see around that, and how do I promote that concept?
Okay. I feel you're right. The one thing that I feel like your healing technique works and that you're going to bring it forward and to be very positive about it. What I feel, though, is that you, I don't, are you protecting yourself when you're doing the healing technique?
Yes.
Because
maybe not enough.
I agree. I think it's not enough. I think you need to, only because what happens when you start doing healing is you run into really, sometimes you run into energy that not persuasively releases easily. And
that's correct.
So there's a couple things that I'd like to tell you. Never, ever name it. Never do any, name any energy, ever. That if you see dark energy, don't even look at it. Look away from it and know it's there and just release it without absolutely confronting it directly, because you don't want to confront it directly because you don't want it to attack you. I feel like I do the Diamond Dome of Protection. It's on my website. It's free, the process, and you could try that. I feel like
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you just said.
On my website, there's a program, there's a blog that says the Diamond Dome of Protection. It teaches you how to protect yourself with the diamond energy, because we're now in a crystalline grid. The 5D is a crystalline upgrade. It's diamond, and it allows your energy to go out, but it doesn't allow energy to attach to you. It attaches. It'll try to attach to the dome, and it won't. It won't be able to stay on that. So that's the number one thing that I get for you. I get the healing technique will work really well, and I feel like it's going to be more like June. You're going to get a different voltage, or I see everything like energy. So I feel like you're going to get a voltage that's going to make your energy healing even more successful, or either that or your energy connection in your third eye or your pineal gland, your healing God through you energy is going to increase to give you a better outcome of what you're doing. So keep trying to enhance it to the degrees that you can allow. So go into meditation and say, I have this, how do I get it to work more effectively, or so that it's not cumbersome or difficult for you to work with. I feel there's a little discord in the energy flow. So if you can get your flowing, that's the trick to healing, is allow the flow of grace through you, you'll be doing great work.
Okay.
You understand?
Thank you so much. Carol was right.
Okay. Okay. You have a very good day, then.
Thank you. You too. Bless you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So I'm going to go right on to the next caller, which is the 212. Oh, it didn't work. Oh, it did work. Hi, 212. You're on the air. Who's
Hey, James. James, it's Bryn.
Oh.
Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
How are you doing? Hi. I've been feeling kind of weak lately, and I'm not sure what's going on, just like a heaviness and kind of just difficulty also finding work and just a lot of stress and anxiety. So I want to see what's going on.
You know, okay. I would like to just do a little energy work on you, okay, Bryn? For some reason, there's, you know, something. The difficulty is an illusion. I think you're ready to go to the next step, which is kind of confusing for people that are intuitive. It's where you finally realize everything's an illusion, everything, and that your thoughts don't really matter as far as creating a truth in your reality. What creates the truth in your reality is from your heart, soul, your high heart or your soul purpose.
Right.
And you're there. It's just that you're not embracing the happiness that comes with it. There's a happiness that you need to choose. It's actually happiness is a choice. And
right.
When you start choosing that happiness, grace blesses you, blesses you, blesses you, blesses you. And I know you've gone through, I can feel like you've gone through up and down, good and bad. So you have all the energy experience.
Yeah.
It's just opening up to that happiness. And the happiness is really rooted deep into your soul or into your heart. And there's a little bit of fear there, and I would like to just try to push it out. I think it's childhood fear.
Thank you.
Like, did you ever get hit in the face?
You mean slapped in the face, or?
Yeah.
I don't know. It could have happened. I'm not sure. You know, I don't remember any really, you know, big events like that. I did have a knock on my head. I fell on a subway track one time.
Okay, maybe that's it. I did feel like it was a hit to the face or the head. So I can't help with that little bit of energy there. Why don't you put your hands, I'm trying to see where he wants them. He wants them on the back of your neck, both, all your fingertips on the back of your neck. Okay. Are you feeling energy in the left side of your head?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay. Well, I think it's right there, and I'm going to just pull it out. And I think it keeps you from embracing your the divine feminine energy. It was like a tapeworm. It's really weird. It came out just like a tapeworm. I've never seen that before. Yeah, it was just like,
I feel a little lighter all of a sudden. Yeah.
Move your head left and right.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It feels pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Amendment. Okay, so we're going to let that integrate for a week, and then tell me if your happiness level doesn't increase. I feel like there was some kind of growth in there, and like I said, it was like it reminds me of a string. I'm going to say tapeworm. The reason why I say tapeworm is because if you've ever pulled a tapeworm out, they like lock. But it was like a string.
Okay.
Or a cord. So that should help your happiness level. Let's see what that does for you.
Right,
and if you get too much, if you get too much energy, just ground, okay?
Oh,
yeah, ground
exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate
so
your
it
help.
Could,
yeah.
It could surplus a lot of extra flow, okay? So hopefully
I'll
just
know.
Ground. Okay,
I'll
very
keep
good.
I'll keep you posted, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Have a good day. Yeah, bye.
Take care.
Okay, I'm going to go to 631. 631, you're on the air. This has been...
Hi, James. It's Rose. How you doing?
Hi, Rose. I'm doing great. How can I help you? Are you Rose in New Jersey?
No, on Long Island. I had readings
Long
before.
Island.
Yeah,
yeah,
Long
I
Island.
Know I can't remember where everybody is.
No, that's
okay.
All right. I know you do a lot of readings. I don't really have one particular question. I don't know if you just want to see what comes up. Is that too general?
No. Nope. To me, what they gave me a couple of things for you. Okay. Hard. Okay. Let's try to do. Okay. So are you having discord with people? I feel like you're having. Might be a mental conflict.
Maybe with one client.
Okay. I feel like you're having it's something different than a client. It's like a either inner conflict or emotional conflict. It's some kind of fighting. It's more serious than just a disagreement of one thing. So
with myself, you mean?
It might be. Yeah. Are you having inner conflict?
I always have inner conflict. I have that.
There's a couple. Okay, so are you doing too much work? I feel like you're
Yeah, I do a lot of work. Mhm.
You need that. You need a couple of things. It's Valentine's Day here, and it's really important to love yourself. So do something for yourself that's going to actually, edify your true love for yourself. I mean, something really. For you, it can be small. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. But it's something that truly you've chosen to do for yourself. Remember, Rose, you're choosing. You're another person who's moving forward and changing things for other people. And you're choosing that path, which isn't always easy, and it is confusing. Mm-hmm. But your positivity is really, really the bright light for people. And so what has to happen is you have to fill your cup occasionally, and I don't feel like you're filling your cup. I feel like you you're always on the outside and not on the inside. You're not looking deep enough into yourself. Do you understand that? And loving yourself, how to bring that harmonic balance in.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I give too much out.
Right. And and you're not filling your cup. That's why you have to do something special. Do something really special for yourself. I don't know what it is.
Something that I'll enjoy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and say, I'm doing this. Claim it. I'm doing this to honor myself. I'm doing this to fill up myself, to give me energy and vitality to move forward, to be the beacon of life that I want to be. And you're stepping into that. And remember that, I don't know, is this, at work, do you work where you're not being a team player or you're not working with the team or the group?
Am I not doing that?
Yes.
I don't.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
I don't know. I seem to seem to march to my own drum a lot.
Okay.
You know.
I just want you to think that try to feel, you know, the thing is when you do just little things, to it can make people feel more part, or that you're not separated or on your own quest, where if you just brought in more energy as and I think it's group energy. That's why I wondered if it was happening at work. To be more cohesive with other people. So, and it could be the same thing, like just doing something nice for yourself, do something nice for another person that's not asked. You know, like, I did this. I know you do it every day, but I did it because I thought it would make it easier for you, or something like that. You don't even need to do it. You can just do something, and you don't have to even get validation that they recognize it. Just doing it,
the
effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
that makes sense.
So that's basically what I have for you.
All
okay.
right, sounds
okay.
good. Have a nice
okay,
Valentine's Day.
Yes,
all
you
right.
too.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, and I'm going to go right on to 415. 415, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling?
Hi, this is Catherine in California.
Hi, Catherine. How are you doing?
I am good. If you could look at my solar plexus area, and you talked about food, and I think there's something I'm eating or drinking, or something that my diaphragm, my stomach in that area always feels like too expanded or bloated, and I don't know what's going on there.
So, why am I actually getting? I'm getting good stuff for you, which is good.
Oh, good. All right. yeah, I'm feeling good.
Not...
I've been feeling good.
Oh,
other
good.
Than that,
so then...
other than the stomach.
I was like, hey. Got a big serious complaint here. I'm thinking now I got to figure out what's going on. And they're saying, no, it's good. And they're like, no.
Okay.
That's not what you're saying. I think what you're getting is a couple of things. The stomach thing is a nervous thing.
Oh.
Are you stressed out?
Stressed out.
Like
just the usual
and
level. Nothing different.
Yeah, so it might be affecting you more. Just regular stress now, 5D, is going to feel different than it did before.
Oh.
So it's easy. Let's just put your hands right. Can I just do like a little healing on you? Is that okay on your
yes,
tummy?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay, put your hands right on your solar plexus, and let me just see
okay.
if I can help you get some of that. It's it goes right up to your shoulders. The energy comes right from your shoulders. How do
oh,
your shoulders feel? Yeah,
tight.
It's coming right from your shoulders right into your tummy. Sorry.
Oh.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Are you feeling it in your Okay. Okay, take a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth.
Whoa, that cleared up my throat, too.
Okay, another breath. Out through your mouth. There you go. One
oh,
more,
yeah.
and you should. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Do you feel grounded still?
Yeah. Now that breath. Now I felt down to my feet. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Because I do feel like you're still grounded. It's happy times ahead for you, sweetie. Just step
Yay.
Into knowing that. Yeah. It's really good. There's a funny archangel with you that I don't usually get, and I'm trying to figure out who it is. Jophiel is with you.
Oh,
so
Jophiel
don't know
is
any...
beauty. She's inner beauty, outer beauty. feeling beauty, like a pink.
Okay.
She's like a cotton candy pink.
Oh, nice. So I want you to bring that energy in because that will get that that is for you off of your from reapplying and from going into your gut. Because
right.
I think what you do have to face discord, and what I feel like is some of it you bury rather than face release. You have to face it and release it. We have to actually have discord and move through. When we take it and we bury it, what we do is we harbor it. So we want to just release anything that's discord, but we do have to face it. You get that?
Yeah, there was a woman I worked with for like 10 years, and she was not honest. She was took a lot of my money, and so I've been thinking about that lately a lot, to have to release that past with her.
Okay,
kind of
definitely.
A fake psychic type of person.
Right. So what happens, this is just for everybody, and what happens when you think about the past, you brought it into the present. You brought the energy into the present. You started carrying it again. And
then how do you release that?
Oh, you're going to have to go. I would go into meditation and cut all the cords from the past. And I would then, bring in the light of Christ to, fill in wherever you've cut cords or removed cords so that there's no empty holes. And pull them out by the root, the cords out by the root. And then just have Archangel Michael cut them and transfer them, or, bring them to heaven to be transmuted in the light of Christ. And then just infuse yourself with the light of Christ wherever you removed it. You won't have a problem with removing it. It's not a big thing. Big thing is when you're maybe what I was carrying on your shoulders, you brought it from the past. So the other thing is you don't want to look at the future and stress. When you're in the past, you go into sadness. When you're in the future, you go into anxiety. You go into anxiety. So what you want to do is you want to stay in the present. And when you think of the past, you want to say, I've learned from that, and I release it. That's how you don't bring it forward again. So it's not that you don't ever have the thoughts again. It's that when they come forward, you release them as not affecting you anymore, but you've learned from it. So you don't
like
have
immediately.
To repeat the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then in the present, you've taken care of it. It's that quick. And then if you notice that you're agitated or anxious, which I feel like you get, because you're not paying, you're thinking of how or in the future or of something that you're not trying to manifest, you just can't. All you have to do is, there's something you want in the future, is use the word manifest, and you start creating in the correct direction. You don't even need to, it's not always about a process or, like a lot of people teach you something, how to do it. We all do things individually.
Mm-hmm.
But you start with the premise of manifestation. It means you open up your heart to the reality of creation. And when you do you express it, then verbally it's sent out and just allow it to come to you. So your flow is good. And you're going to...
I've been claiming, I'm claiming definitely not a lot every day when I wake up, my intentions. And
good. So, and things have changed better for you then, right?
Yes. Yeah, yes, definitely.
Yes. So there's validation for everybody, not just my validation. So I thank you for sharing how many... I really do. I think... So I'm going to leave you with that. I hope that helps.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you so
have
much.
A great, I'm going to go right on to 512, I think is the next number. 512, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Reverend James and Aki. This is Julia in Austin.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well today. Thank you. It's been a while since I've tuned into your show, so I really appreciated the beginning activation. It felt really good in my heart space. So,
good.
James, I feel like with my business, I don't know what coming up. I feel like there's either a shift or something rebirthing itself. I don't know. I know there's natural ebbs and flows to businesses, and I feel like this is a kind of a slow period, or extremely slow period for me. So I'm just wondering what you or Aki, what you're getting, and how I can maybe activate or bring in and really hone in on some new modalities, because I love what I do. I love doing crystal energy healing works. I love doing, you know, readings, hypnotherapy, spiritual guidance. It energizes me, and I'm really missing it. So I'm wondering, what else I can be doing.
I do feel like you're on the right. I feel you're on the right path. You're going to have a good outcome. The money, there's a little wars that are going on inside of you. Okay, and they're not big wars. They're little wars, and they're wars that we tell ourselves. You know, like it's a slow time. That's telling yourself a story that it's an illusion. So start telling yourself the truth. I'm doing work with God through me, therefore I shall be blessed. What I do with business, I never ever worry about business. I'm in a very, you know, questionable business, and then people are like, how can you live? But, you know, I actually have a house and a car, two cars, and I never think of money ever. But what I do is I allow through, actually put it out, if I do need more money, like it's income tax time. So I know my income tax, I have to pay every single year. So I've been manifesting money. What I do is I just put it out there. I send out 100,000 angels. I need, you know, 10 new customers. Please bring people who need to be healed by me, and they bring them. When I do my show on the radio, I never know what to expect because I don't prepare for it at all. I just show up. And so if there's 100 people, yay. If there's 20 people, yay. If there's one person, yay. I don't care. If I help one person. Yeah, it's all yay. It doesn't matter. I do it because I love you guys out there. I want you guys to be in the fifth dimension. I want you to have your heart win happiness. I want you to have joy. I want that because I have it and I want to share it. And so I expand in different ways. And so when you get into that happy, then you get to do other things that are happy. So last week, one of my greatest fears in the world, which seems ridiculous, is standing up in front of a crowd and doing my music. And last week, Aki said, you have to face your fears because you can't take them with you. So, and this is for everybody. You're not going to take your fears to heaven. They're not going to let you take them with you. So you might as well see that they're illusion. So I go to open mic night in a very established Ophelia's. It's a bar restaurant. It's big in downtown Denver. And I did my first on stage performance last week of my new music.
Yes.
So, yeah, but you know, it was anticlimactic. It was anticlimactic. I had so much fear about it that when I did it, it was just like, why was I so scared? You know, why couldn't I? I've been afraid so long to be in front of people and stuff. And I put all this, and it's the same thing with this work that I do. I do the radio and I don't do a lot of group channeling because I'm not comfortable in front of people, but I imagine that's changing. So, and this was like a step forward for me. So what I want for you is to realize there is no fear. It's all illusion. There is no lack. When you realize there's no lack, God has unlimited abundance. It's yours for the asking. And it's how you ask and it's how you believe in faith. So call those angels. You'll get the people. You'll get the people that you want.
I call the angels, and I do have a lot of faith. I just didn't know if maybe there was something else I'm, you know, supposed to be opening up, you know, a new kind of, I don't know, energy healing type of thing that's, you know, coming under the surface that I should start offering. But yeah, I'll keep doing that. Thank you, James.
What I would do is your expansion is coming. It's true. It will be a new energy thing. I don't feel like yours is, it seems out of my, I like to say in 6 months, but I think years, and it almost looks like one complete year cycle, that you're going to be doing a different energy modality. So I would stick with the modality that you're using and what you're doing, because they're saying it's very positive and that you're going to get good outcome from it. And then the next rise, though, I think for you is not to the fifth. It's higher than that. It's like to the ninth or to the 10th dimension is where your energy is going to come from. So that's the other thing is when you're thinking of expanding, try to always ask from the highest source, okay? Because I think I don't know why. I'm getting that you didn't ask for the highest source, or that you can either ask for a higher source then. Do you understand that?
For even a higher source. I do. I feel like, fifth dimension, very open, and I feel like I'm there quite a bit, and it makes it very difficult to be in 3D, but I understand that, you know, a one foot in, one foot out type of deal. But, yeah, I do understand that even higher. Okay.
Yeah, that new healing modality is even higher than what you're doing. And they'll give it to you. It might come in pieces. You know, like I feel like something comes in November and December, and then you're going to be doing it like in February. But I feel like it's next year, unfortunately. Not that because you have to get, right, you have, it's the thing, you have to get into your higher balance to get into the next higher level of balance. Okay? So you're going.
And I work with Metatron and Sendelson quite a bit, and of course Archangel Michael, and then I also bring in a galactic, white beings of light, and I was just wondering if there's anybody else I could be besides God and the universe and Jesus, and you know, I pray a lot, so Krishna, I use them all.
Okay, yeah, I feel like, believe it or not, Metatron is your strongest. He's actually amazing and everything. Yeah, you have to go with where you're feeling. It's going to be, I feel like it's Metatron that brings in the new information for you anyway. I think you're going to stick with Metatron for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's a heavy, or not heavy, but he's an embedded energy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let you go on that.
I know. Thank you so much. I love you, James. Thank you, Aki. I love you as well. Have a great day. Happy Valentine's Day. God bless.
Happy Valentine's Day. All right. Okay, I'm going to go on to 910. 910, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is John. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, John. Do you have a specific question?
I feel like I've been stuck in Groundhog Day for a very long time.
Okay. So I can believe that you feel that way because it has been like Groundhog Day. I feel like you're, how do I help? I want to try to get you something to help you so that you can move out of the Groundhog Day. What happens is, okay, the message for you is they're saying that you need to embrace change. Know that change is happening. The one thing that you're sure of is that you have choice. You always have choice, and we're always changing. Those are two things that are going to happen through your entire life. And I feel like you're a little resistant to change, and that if you could embrace the difference and know that you're moving through. You're never stopped or stuck. There's time periods where it seems like that, but in reality, you're moving through anyway. It's just you may not see the movement because it's, on the other side, or they're doing stuff to align so that you can move forward. You're going to get some positive energy. It's about 3 months away. And they're saying that you got to quit beating yourself up. You got to quit are you calling yourself names? Do you call yourself names? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I pretty much feel like a loser. So I call myself a loser all the time because, I mean.
That's the name.
Bro, okay, I'm 45 years old, and I've seen zero success in my life, so I'm pretty frustrated.
So cancel all of those non-truths. You've seen success in your life. That's not true. I can see that you've had successes in your life. You wouldn't have made it this far if you didn't have successes in your life. That's not a truth. See how you've talked yourself into, I'm pretty much a loser. I haven't seen success. It's not true. No one's a loser. Every single person is born of divinity. You have a spark in your heart of God's flame. Whether you believe it or not, and whether you believe that you're divinity or not, you do. And when you embrace that, then you start realizing, hey, if God really does love me and I'm really part of God and all that, why am I living like this? How do I change it? Then you start saying, okay, well, I'm going to trust my heart. My heart probably knows what makes me the happiest, so I'm going to walk in this direction where my heart is leading me so that I can at least try to find some happiness. And once you start finding that happiness and moving towards that, you'll realize, hey, you know something? I am pretty lucky. Look what just happened. Because good things start to happen when you start doing things in the right vein. When you start thinking positively, you start creating positively. When you start owning the truth, which is that you're all of God, and every single one of us is a child of God, and every single one of us is entitled to unlimited abundance. He is a table of unlimited abundance. All you have to do is pull yourself to it and own it. You have to own that God loves you. You have to own that you're supported by the other side. You have to own that you're creating and that you're growing and expanding. And as you do that, they'll open up opportunities for you to grow, expand, create, even if you're penniless now. They'll do it even if you're disabled and have no legs. People learn to walk with no legs. People learn to see that are blind and hear that can't hear. Any miracle can happen. God is unlimited in his ability to get. All you have to do is own that you're worthy. And what you're doing is you're saying, I'm not worthy, I'm a loser, I never get anything good that happens to me. Wrong. That's not true. You've made it 45 years. People, you know, make it to their 12th birthday and die. Those are the people that had the hardest contract because they're children who chose to leave as children. So I want you to just reshape your whole thinking. And even if you can't, listen to back archives of my show. The first 5 minutes, there's activations and stuff that will help you heal on your own for free. Go to my website, read the stuff on my website for free. Start practicing. Protect yourself. Learn how to protect yourself. That's really important. Once you start protecting yourself, the negative energy can't attach to you. You'll start being happier. You'll start feeling happier. And you'll start to awaken to a new you. And I'm telling you, John, if you do it in 6 months, you'll have a new life. It's not even that long. But it is applying the information. It is doing the work. It is accepting reality of who you are. Do you get that?
Yes.
Okay. So let me know. You know, call back in a week. Let's see if we can't shift it out of you. Because the truth is every one of us is entitled to unlimited abundance and happiness. Every one of us, by choosing. It's a choice. You're choosing to be the loser. Don't be the loser no more. Cancel that. Every time you think I'm a loser, say, I cancel that. That's not true. I'm a child of God. And every time you walk through a doorway, open up the door and say, hey, I'm walking into a new part of my life that's going to bring me great financial abundance. Or it's going to give me purpose, and or it's going to give me creativity to write a novel, or, you know, whatever it is that excites you and moves you forward. Do you get that?
Yes.
Okay, try it. I said a lot. You might want to listen to this in archive, too. Okay, I hope that helps.
Absolutely. Bye. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, you're more than welcome. I'm going to go right on to 646.
Hi, Reverend James.
Hi.
Helena.
Hi,
so
Hi,
many
Helena.
Questions,
help.
So little time. Yeah, I know I'm ready for another private reading with you. But right now, I discovered, well, I didn't discover, I went for a hair trim, and the hairdresser discovered this spot the size of like a silver dollar or a quarter, no hair on the back of my head. And I'm wondering if, you can pick up if it's because of a medication I was on, or if it's stress. Well, I've been pretty stressed for a pretty long time. Or what?
It's the stress. No, it really is the stress.
Yeah.
You know, take a lot of emotional energy into your body that you don't need, and you carry a lot of emotional energy all the time. That you really, it's just not necessary, because the truth is a lot of the emotional energy you're carrying are stories. There's stuff you're making up. There's things that you're telling yourself that are stressing you that don't need to. You don't ever need to be stressed. If you have any stress, give it to God. He can carry it. You know, when you're feeling stressed, say, you know, or you're feeling tension or discord, say, I take this discord and stress, I give it to you, Lord, and I ask for the peace of Christ to blanket me right now and ground me. And I would reground, because you just need to ground more through the day, because you, I don't know what you're doing for protection, but you let, even if you do the Diamond Dome of protection, and this is for everybody that's listening, you can put people into your energy field. And when you do, then they're in your energy field. They're not, you're not protected by the Diamond Dome of protection. So when you let down your energy towards people, they can come in and they can attach, or they can take energy from you. And I feel people take energy from you. And the best way for you to stop that is to ground all the time, because you're a compassionate person, so your immediate reaction is to open your heart. But you need to open your heart in protection. Do you get that?
Yes, yes, doggone it. One other question about the stress, if I may, related to this. Some of the part of the biggest stress, at the radio station, there's been a tremendous amount of stress and difficulty with a lot of people, and I do have to protect myself. I probably don't do it enough, and I don't ground enough. But the other aspect of stress, one of the other aspects, is this long commute, and I just get overtired and tired of it and feel so burdened by it. I've been wanting to move. Yeah, and money's been an issue with it, and nothing seems to happen. And I mean, I've been listening, I've been taking notes as you've been talking with everyone, you know, but just anything about that to make that less stressful or make this change.
Okay. When is coming I feel like there could be a move within 6 months if you apply yourself, but I know I want you to just carefully think how you're projecting your manifestation that you're trying to create, because I feel like there's a back and forth on the manifestation on the move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one day you're there and one day you're back, and one day, you know, so you're shifting from day, and I feel like is it daily? Let me just ask, make sure, is it daily? No, it is daily. So I thought it would be maybe, you know, weekly or something. But I think you're shifting. In, do you have a log, or have you wrote exactly what you want yet?
Yeah, I've written, and then it gets scary that I'll never find it in New York for any kind of price. And then it's like somebody will offer you their apartment. What?
They're all stories you're telling yourself, Alina. There's places to live in every place. No matter where you are, that's affordable. If you allow grace to bless you, there is no lack. It's only if you choose to believe there's lack. There is no lack. When you allow God to bless you, you'll have it. I did a reading for a woman. She says, well, I'm not having sex. How am I going to get pregnant? I don't know how she's going to get pregnant, but, you know, they're saying that in 6 months you're going to have a baby. That means that, you know, if you want it, and you need to allow it, and, you know, and if God wants it, there'll be an immaculate conception. It's supposed to happen. I mean, that's what he did with Mary. So, you know, I mean, and I've had people that have I told him, you're going to need to slow down. You got to stop. You got to stop. You can't keep running like that. You're going to run into a wall. And they run right into a wall and break their leg or an arm. Mm. Or I knew a woman who actually fell and broke both wrists at the same time. So she would stop. Right. So so when when you're allowing, things are going to happen. But what happens is you get a choice. You get a choice in how to deal with what's happening. You get a choice in how to move forward, and you get a choice in how to manifest. So take the choices. You know how to manifest. You go into your heart chakra, and you open up to it, and you create a pyramid, and you open up to love on your left shoulder, and then you open up to peace on your right shoulder, and then you open up to the divinity of the oneness at the top of the pyramid and bring your wish to it and allow it to go into the oneness. And you'll be able to manifest. You just offer it to the divine, you know, source. You don't have to know God or see him specifically in order to talk to him. He's there in essence all the time. And you're supported. So when you believe that, you'll know. But I do have to let you
know. Do you get, just this, do you get my hair will grow back?
Yes. Pardon?
Will my hair grow back?
Oh, honey. Yes. Yes, it will.
Thank you much. Thank you so much.
No problem, Helena. Bye-bye. Okay, it's getting close to the end, but I want people to know. I'm going to do 646-212-630 and 413. If you want a reading, you have to press the number 1 because otherwise you're just listening. 413 has to press number 1 if there's listening. And that'll be the end of my show. So I'm going to go right on to, I think it was, was it 6-4? Wow, there's 2 6-4-6s in a row. So let me see who this is.
Oh, no, that's Helena.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi,
six,
how are
six.
You today?
Good. Who's
Hi.
This? Where are you calling?
Okay, this is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Lisa. How can I help you?
Good. I have a question for you. I'm going to start looking for a part-time job. This is just something part-time so that I can start saving money to move. Do you see me? I know I can. Do you see what month this part-time job may come up for me? Because I'm going to start looking now.
You can have it in February. You're, like, open. The thing that I'm getting with you is not really about work. It's about that you're sad. So are you caring? Is that because you're sad?
No, you know what it is? I'm sad. Well, I was sad because I wasn't getting things done, but I kind of made that switch.
Okay. So I feel like there's a little imbalance in your energy, okay? And I'd like to help you balance it. Is that okay? Could I do that?
I'd love to. Yes, please.
Okay. I'd like your left hand on your solar plexus and your right hand on your heart chakra. I'm just going to – it's going to feel like grounding probably. It might be heavy energy. I just want a little bit off balance. And they came out. Hold on. Okay, I need you to take a breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, and how are you feeling?
Better.
You feel grounded?
I feel grounded. That's what it is. That's why I feel the way I feel with feeling.
Okay. Good. Good. I feel like you can have the job. It looks like it'll be by the first week of March or the end of February. Remember that if you're feeling any sadness or that's an illusion. It's just a story you're telling yourself. Remember that you create in positivity. You create out of love. So they want you to be creating positive thoughts and you'll get the results that you want. I feel like you're moving. I feel like what I don't want you to do is move in to a different place and have the same discord. So what I want you to do is I want you to practice grounding every day, put a protection around yourself, and
okay.
and move forward positively. Know that you're going to have the part-time job within 2 weeks, or it feels like within
okay.
2 weeks.
Okay.
And you'll have it. You can just call in and let us know if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Okay.
No, I will. I'm calling back. I promise. Yes. And I will start
okay.
practicing grounding every day. I'll do it again after once I get off the phone. Definitely.
Okay. Okay. You have a good
Thank
day.
You too.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. So I'm going to go right on to 212. You're on there. 212. Listen, where are you calling from?
Oh, hello. Thank you. I'm calling from New York also.
Oh,
New York, New York. SS Karen Sue. I've been enjoying your show. Well, okay. I'm in such a rut. Totally not how I imagine my life. I'm trying to dig out of it, and it's very hard.
Okay.
So I wonder... can you advise me, is there a business or something that I am to do with the rest of my life that would also garner me money to support myself to be able to move and live on my own? And I'm currently living with my partner, and he's very sick. I'm so worried about him. So I don't know if we have a future together, or if we can move together, and I just don't know what I'm to do and how to, you know, how my future could be.
Okay, so what they want you to do, it sounds very trite at this point, but they want you to create a vision board. Things that, because you're at the very beginning of a path, is what they're saying. In a path, you can, there's lots of side paths, so what you don't want to do is you don't want to experience every side path. You want to go down the path to where your goal is. And there's no goal, per se, in your thought pattern right now. So what you have to do is you have to identify what makes you happy. And I feel like a vision board would help you identify your happiness. Every time you see something in a magazine or on a paper or whatever, clip it and put it on the vision board, you know, no matter how outrageous it is. Like if you see...
I don't read magazines, really.
Okay. Well, I'm project, so
yeah.
I actually put the effort into making a board that is going to allow you to decipher where your path and happiness lies. Because you don't have that, you don't have any path. I mean, there's lots of paths. There's like 7 paths that you can go down, but we don't want to go down all 7 paths because we don't get any.
I would like to know the possibilities, because I'm so bitter and jaded because what I had wanted all my life did not pan out, and I was feeling like, well, I guess it's not meant to be, and what is meant to be? And I mean, I would like to open up psychic gifts and do readings, but I don't feel that in me either, so I don't know what I'm to do.
So, right.
I'm
so you
busy
have to make,
feeling for what yeah. I always, you know, I had wanted to do acting, and I think my heart is still broken over that, and I just, nothing else, you know, there aren't things that turn me on unless I could have some psychic gifts. Other than that, music a little, dance a little, but, you know, what can you do with that?
I've made a whole career out of it, so I don't know.
Well,
it depends on...
I'm not a musician.
Neither. I taught myself how to play the piano at 30. I always wanted to write music. I always wanted to sing music, except I've always been afraid to be on stage. So what did I do? I said I love music. I want music to be my life. I can't. I'm too afraid to do it on stage. I don't play any instruments either. And I was in my 30s. And I said, darn it, I can do anything. And I wrote 3 books of music. I'm a 14-time ASCAP award recipient. And
wow.
I can't keep a beat. But I've written 14 I've written 3 books of music, about 100 pieces of music. And I wrote it on piano. And I'm not a piano player. I don't really know how to play piano. I don't read music. ASCAP is the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. Out of New York, I've got 14 times I've received money produced and submitted. It's very hard to even get one thing from them. I did it 14 times. So there's no limitation. The limitation is a story you're telling yourself. The limitation is I couldn't do it, so I'm hurt, so I can't do it. That's not true. You can do anything you choose once you set your mind to it. It's choosing. It's you're afraid to choose, or you don't know where to choose. And that's what I'm saying. You really don't know where your choice is because you're not. You don't have the goal. You don't have a path. You don't have a dream. You don't have anything that's making you passionate about moving forward. Find out where your passion is. Find out what makes you happy. Make a vision board. And with the vision board, you'll see that this is where I want to move towards. And then allow God to move you towards there. You don't have to know the path. You just have to know what the dream and the passion and the desire is of where you're going.
Okay.
And you don't have to know how to get there either.
I'm envisioning doing a vision board. And what pictures would turn me on? Probably pretty pictures and scenic things of warm, you know, resort beach areas and things like that. What would that be? That won't lead me to anything.
That will lead you to lots of things. That leads you to a place where you can say, hey, I have a space where I see happiness. It's in the warmth and the beauty of that surrounding. Maybe I should live there.
Oh,
maybe
yes.
I should manifest. There.
I do. I have dreams of moving to a warm climate like that, but I need the means first.
Okay, so do as you allow the means to come to you, and you believe that they're going to, and they will. It's called manifestation.
Right.
Check out my website. There's a article on manifesting on my website. It's free. I would practice that. Just practice the technique. Practice it on something small at first and see that it works. And then practice it on something big, like moving across country. I just moved across. I didn't really have the means to move from Daytona Beach, Florida, to Denver, Colorado. But once I allowed it, it all came through.
Hmm.
And I live in Colorado now, you know, and that was just a few months ago. I didn't even plan on it, but Source said, you're moving to Colorado, and I allowed it because I had a choice. You have a choice on how to move forward, on what your dreams are, what you want them to look like, and how to manifest them. So make those choices, and you'll be in warmer climate. You'll be doing different things. If you don't feel like you have the intuitive abilities, then sign up as a helper at an intuitive convention. The way that I became a book reviewer, I read every psychic book and I interviewed every psychic about their book so that I could see what other people are doing or, you know, what does it mean to, you know, do different things like astro projecting or, you know, there's so many different things intuitively that people do. Some people are healers. Some people are travelers. You know, it just depends. Some people are mind readers. Some people are gifted with a guide like I am. So I don't have to trust my humanness. I allow a key to bring forth the messages, so I don't have to trust my human failing because I know humans fail. So if you're going to do intuitive work, then you have to start identifying the truth about intuitive work, your reality, so that you can start integrating it. So you can start saying, oh, hey, I'm empathic. I think this way, and I can tell that when I'm feeling this, that's the correct feeling. So identify it, and then start honing what your skill is. Do you get that?
I suppose so.
It's a lot. I said a lot there. You might want to listen to it again. because in your vision is your path, and until you have a vision, there is no path. There's just kind of existing, and you're kind of existing in fear because you're attached to somebody who you love and who has illness. So, and that creates a semi-discorded imbalance. But it doesn't have to. Yeah, because you're afraid for him and you, or or you know, so don't worry about that. Give that to God because you can't control it. And then in that, you'll move forward correctly. You never move forward incorrectly if you're operating out of love and moving forward in the divine. Get that?
Mm-hmm. Do you see us moving forward together? Do you see him getting any better?
I do see him getting a little bit better, but remember that illness is a choice, and we can't heal from it until the illness no longer serves us. So there's an element of his illness that complements him in some way. It's an unconscious complement. But I do see him getting a little bit better, but I don't see him a complete recovery because I think some of the illness serves him. And I don't know it's so complicated to go into. And I got to let you go on that because I have two more points.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go right on to 630. 630,
Hi.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is
can I get your first? Okay, Deanne, where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Okay, I'm sorry, Deanne. I know I just talked to you recently, but I'm at the end of the show, and I've done a lot of people, so it's a little bit harder for me to pick up that I know you or that you're a client, that you've been on the show before. So I thank you for calling.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to check in with you to see how I'm doing. I know we talked about the move, which would be possibly in 14 days. I just wanted to check in with you to see if, I'm doing better with the manifesting and if that still looks like it's on track and any clues.
I do believe you're more balanced. You must be feeling it, actually. Are you feeling more grounded?
Yeah, I'm feeling more accepting to that idea, and I agree that
right.
It's better for me to move, even though I don't know how it's going to play out or how it's going to work.
But
that doesn't scare me.
Okay, Deanne, don't be serious about it. They want you to take a light approach with it, a joyful, fun approach. I'm going to move. They want you to start having fun with the thought. So I feel like it's swirling the energy that you want to get into about happiness of moving. So step into that swirl. I do feel like you're more grounded and that you've balanced your emotions. I feel like your emotions were a little bit off balance the last time I talked to you, and they're much more grounded. And I do feel like you're going to be coming into abundance. The other thing is I feel you're going to be invited out. I don't know, by somebody. And if somebody invites you out, you should go. If it's to anything, a wedding, a dance, a bar, whatever it is, go out because there's something that's going to be coming forward for you in a social kind of thing. And it might even be love. So
really?
Yeah, I feel like it could be. Yeah. So that's why I want you to take that invitation no matter where it comes from. Okay?
Okay.
With no hesitation, just with happiness. You want to take whatever invitation that you get with happiness. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go on that. Okay, have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to go right on to 413. 413.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm sorry I missed you earlier.
Could I get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Sure, my name is Christina, and I'm calling from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay. I just need to zone in where your energy is. How can I help you, Christina?
I'm trying to reconfigure, like, my soul purpose, and I know I'm at this new pathway, but I'm just not really sure how I'm tuning in this time, you know, for this part of the journey, and I'm just feeling kind of lost. I didn't know if you could.
Okay. Right. I actually feel like you feel like you're trapped. Like you're unsure of how to get out of where you are to be more. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so let's put your left hand fingertips on your third eye. I'm going to connect your well of dreams because I feel like it's attached, but it needs to be attached more securely or more firmly. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's great.
Okay, I'd like your fingertips on your third eye and your fingertips on the back of your neck. Could you just like cough? You know, like. Okay, yeah. I want to try to bring up some energy. If you could do it one more time, please. Okay. There it is. I got it. Thank you very much. Now, could you put both of your fingertips on the back of your neck, please?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Onye, ato mane, anyone, opotitene, wana sea, etine, etitite, wana washewa, one, etitewa, oya, etitete, wana wakatea. Okay, a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more, please. Okay, how are you feeling?
Good, clear.
Okay, good. I want to make sure you're not ungrounded. I feel like you're grounded. Sometimes when I do that, people go inward or they get caught inward. So I just want to make sure that you're grounded. I think you're going to see a whole bunch of new vision in your dreams at first, and it will then come into like your third eye. It was funny how it was open. It wasn't open straight. So what I did was I reshut it and I just opened it a little bit again. And so there's just a little bit light coming through it now. It'll get more expansive the more that you meditate again. It'll open up a lot quicker than it did before, but this time it's going to open up more in a line or a straight line. What was happening is you're getting too much light, so you're getting no vision.
Okay.
Is what I think is what was happening. And your well of dreams was just a little bit off. Not that it was ripped off, but it was like hanging. I reattached it.
Great.
And that should absolutely move you into a new happy level of forward movement.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm excited. Thank you. I hope it's with art, but I'm open to whatever it is. So thank you so much for your time. It's been a wonderful listening and hearing what you're working with.
About a week, okay? You'll notice it probably, like I said, in your dream first, but give yourself about a week at least, I think, before you'll start seeing actual what your intuitive vision that you're looking for. Because there's some, you're looking intuitively for some validation and you're going to be getting it. Just open up to it, okay?
Great, thank you. Okay. Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
I have so many questions, but I know that's not right. I will definitely talk with you again in the future. Thank you. So many blessings.
Yeah, blessings to you too. Okay, that's the end of my show. I thank everybody for coming. Remember, I love all of you people. I know it sounds weird that I love you, but I do love you guys. And I think you're the most important part of Earth because you're going to make a difference for all of us. We all have to step up and own our truth. And remember, life's amazing. And this is the end of my show. It's amazing. And I did write this song.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.